Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a podcast.
Certainly a podcast. You can't say it's not.
It's 100% a podcast. We do how-tos. I'm Stevie Martin. Tessa Coates.
Hello. Coming to you live from the studio.
But crucially, not live.
Not live. Who's in the studio? Piper.
Piper's in the studio.
Piper's the dog.
Because we do multiple recordings of this podcast in one day. And the last podcast episode we recorded was about massaging. And I got so stressed about it that she came and sat on my lap.
Yeah, to protect you, like an ancient wolf.
Like an ancient wolf.
I was greeted by both Piper and the other office dog, Toast, this morning, and they were so delighted to see me that I almost wept.
Yes, they were.
Like, it was so nice. We were greeted with such pure joy, even though I've got nothing for them, and they ultimately lost interest in me very quickly.
It is joy. It's joy that you've joined the gang.
I'm in the gang.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm in the gang. And they were just, and I was like, yeah, this is the gang.
You know what else
feels
like joining the gang?
Yeah.
When you join the freelance gang.
Yeah. And you know what? It can feel so lonely.
Like you've left the gang.
Like you've left the
work gang.
But you will find other people out there and you can all form a gang, much like dogs. Okay. Welcome to the podcast.
Yes. We've been asked this a few times. Is there a specific email that
you've
got to read?
There is not. And there's just a body of work, a collection over the years of
DMs
people asking us about going freelance.
It's a constant question. And I went freelance maybe in 2015. When did you go freelance for the first time when you like weren't on PAYE?
I've actually never had a salary.
Right, so how to go freelance from being on PAYE will be right up your alley.
Well, yeah. I'll offer, I live here. Welcome. This is my tavern.
Absolutely, yeah.
Never been anywhere else.
You're very in deep.
Don't know what the rest of the country looks like. I've never been here.
Right.
No, I've done many, many jobs, always on little short-term
like
freelance.
Rolling contracts, yeah.
Rolling contracts, never been officially on anything. And I have just.
Okay.
But I do, yeah, but we have been freelance for a long time and we do have some thoughts.
Yeah. And if you're thinking of it, if you're just, because I remember when I had a PAYE job, I remember daydreaming about like, oh, imagine if I could just, my time was my own, I could like decide. But then there's the fear of it as well of like, but my time is my own. And what if no one hires me? And like, what happens? Because, you know, what if I'm not working 5 days a week, but also I don't want to work 5 days a week. And there's this constant.
What it boils down to is the magic of being like, oh, I'm my own boss. I mean, like, I'm my own employee.
Yes.
That is the yin and yang of freelance. There are many highs, there are many lows.
Yeah.
There's magic that comes with being the boss and there's deep sorrow.
There is, but also if you are somebody that it works for, like I've never wanted to go back to having a normal job ever. And to the extent where I still did for 5 years after because I used to be a journalist, and when I left the media company I worked for, I still would go in and do cover for people who were on maternity leave. So I do like, I don't know, like how many weeks, months that is, or I do like someone's on holiday for like 2 weeks. So in the summer, I'd basically be in all the time. But that still, I would never, ever want that feeling of like, oh, I'm in this building from 9 till 6 for the rest of time until I decided to leave. Mm. Like, I needed that, like, it's only for 2 weeks. It's only for 2 months.
Absolutely. And some people, though, genuinely love to be like, this is my where I work. This is my routine.
Absolutely.
I love to come in every day. This is a structure that I love.
Yes.
I do my job. This is when I know that I clock out. I don't even think about the job. I go home. This is ideal for me.
Yeah.
And so I think a big part of, as with everything growing up, is simply realizing that, like, how things feel to you is not the how things feel to other people. And so if you're like, how can you bear it in there? And they're like, how can you bear it out there, never knowing when the money's coming from? Or you might die. You might simply wither.
Yeah, of course.
You might wither and starve.
There are things you can do to safeguard yourself.
Absolutely.
And yeah.
Yeah, but I think if you're thinking, oh God, should I go freelance? Be like, no. If your heart doesn't beat, I mean, like, for people who are like, wait, is it more magical over there?
Be
like,
well, if you're unhappy in your job and you don't like it.
I just don't want people to think that it's a better life. If that's who you are. I don't want to bang the gong in either direction. I want to help you do it if it's what you already know you want to do, but I don't want to encourage anybody to leave who's like, I actually love my 9 to 5. Why did you insist I came here?
Well, no one's insisting, but what we should do then is we should start and just, like, break down what it's like.
Absolutely.
And then we can do how you can safeguard against the things that, for example, I was frightened of. I'm kind of an odd person to enjoy. You wouldn't expect me to enjoy freelancing more than having a job, because I'm incredibly, like, I need financial security. I plan, like, months in advance. Like, if I can see in 3 months' time I'm not earning anything that month, then I'm like, okay, we're in an emergency situation. Like, I also, like, desperately need structure in my life. I'm really bad at self-motivating, and yet I enjoy freelancing. Mm-hmm. So there might be, yeah, even if it feels too frightening for you, there are still ways that you can do it that are better, especially now that the entire world since the pandemic is set up for working from home.
Exactly.
In a way it wasn't when I went freelance anyway. It was still kind of an, oh, okay, wow, so you're just going to stay at home. How would you do that?
I think it's a real interesting shift since the pandemic of people being like, huh, okay, maybe what we had set up of being like, these are the things that you must do. When I was approved for my mortgage right before, in the beginning of 2020, and they could not have taken me less seriously as a freelancer, understandably. And they were obsessed with being like, but you need a salary. Even if your salary was less than you actually make, we would be happier that you had a salary. And they kept saying to me, like, but you might never work again. And I was like, yes, we're all worried about that.
Yeah.
But I was like, they were like, but seeing as that you have a salary, that's proof to the bank that, you know, you have some structure. And then the pandemic happens, and people with salaries, people who'd made all those sensible, smart choices for exactly this, everybody, all jobs are up in flames. Mm. And you're like, there isn't actually a sensible, smart way to do it. And I think we're really pivoting, being like, oh, the internet has meant that maybe we can really rethink what a job looks like.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that we shouldn't be shitting on anybody who's like, wait, you make all your money from, I don't know, influencing or gaming or
crypto.
Selling or crypto or any of those things. Like, if the purpose of the job is simply that it pays the bills and puts food on the table, then you can do whatever you like to do that thing.
Definitely.
Anyway, what is your adult thing this week?
I booked and then couldn't do and then rebooked my cervical smear test.
Good for you.
Yeah, I just knew that if I didn't, that's the thing that you just put off and put off and put off, because you don't really want to do it. And you're like, well, I will. Of course I will.
Of course. I will.
How important. And then you look and you're like, oh God, it's been 2 years and now I'm actually do my next one and I forgot to go for the first one.
I had just listened to, in the car, I was listening to a Radio 2 thing about a woman who forgot to go to her smear and was saying, she was like, oh, the letter came through the post. And of course you're like, yes, of course I must. Mm. And then you moved it back and then I forgot. And then we moved house and then I did this and blah, blah, blah. And then I was thinking to myself, fuck, I wonder where mine is. And then, but the next day my letter came through the post and I was like, how serendipitous.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, my instinct was simply to be like, yes, and let that float down the river. But I stuck it onto the door and then I thought, fine, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So mine is also booked, but not for ages.
That's
but it's
great.
Booked.
It's
and
booked.
That's, listen, we're doing it. My adult thing is much less brave. I bought some new gloves.
That is good. It's not brave. Not every adult thing has to be brave.
You know, everything has to be brave. No. Thank you. I was cycling with 2 socks on my hands.
Oh, for God's sake. That is just, okay, yeah.
And then I found some gloves under the bed, not the highest quality of glove.
Understood.
Bicycled with those, too small if I may, and too cold. And then I was like, I'm frozen. So then I went, walking past a very fancy looking glove shop, and I went in, just gloves. Imagine that. What is this, the Victorian
just
era?
Just gloves.
Just gloves. just because they're practical, doesn't have, they can't be lovely. Mm. Leather, a dark blue, because dark black leather was a bit much.
Yes, I don't can't see you in black
no,
leather.
Yeah. Felt like crimes.
Just felt like crimes.
Crimes might be happening at any moment.
Yes.
But a dark midnight blue really took the edge off that.
Yes.
And they're very soft. And then not real fur, but they have a faux fur and like cashmere inside all the way
lovely.
Through. And I was like, yes, they're expensive, but I'll take really, really good care of them. And she was like, they will last you for the rest of your life. And I was like, okay.
Amazing.
Okay, so that's my thing. Gloves.
Gloves. Congratulations.
Gloves.
You know what else is your thing? Freelancing. There's no link. And sometimes
how did I make sure I could afford the gloves? I checked in my budget for this month to know that it was available. Did I do that, Stevie? Of course not.
Of course not.
Never.
No. So some people like, yeah. So what we'll do is we'll say things about what freelancing is like. And then if those things kind of appeal to you or disappeal to you, then you can make up your own decision as to whether it sounds like something you're into.
And I would say, we'll call this section like, so you're thinking of going freelance. And it's a little pamphlet you've received at the doctor's.
Okay, yeah, great.
And it might have a list of things. And I would suggest that if you've been dwelling on this for a while and thinking like, oh, could I? Then I think it's about making a list of like, what are the things that are most important to you in your life? And what is it you feel is currently lacking? And what, when you imagine going freelance, something like the grass will be greener and better there. Like, what is it you imagine?
Yeah.
And what are those things that are super important to you? So for me, actually, mostly it was just like, I never ever got a job.
I was going to say, yeah, it wasn't really a decision.
It was less a decision and more like nobody wanted me.
No, that's not true. It doesn't really fit with your lifestyle, your personality.
Yeah.
You're not going to really be going for jobs. You were, when you were in a temping agency.
I went loads of places and I happily would have taken anything that anybody, but no one ever, they were like, get out.
Fine.
So mostly it was just like, was not very well set up for a structured,
regular
structured
work.
Life.
But I did. And the reason that I left was because it became, I got my dream job. I had a PAYE job for 4 years. And the first 2 years was just a novelty that I was getting paid every month. Mm-hmm. And I was only on 15 grand. But it was like, oh my God. And also just like learning how an office worked and what to do. And there was like a going to Pret on like a lunch break.
It was electric, the
first job.
There
was a lot of walking around London with a coffee, being like, I'm just walking around London with a coffee. It was a lot of
I'm
that.
Going to work. I'm in the movie Working Girl. This is my binder of ideas.
A lot of that.
That's my satchel
Monday
on my
Monday morning
briefcase.
Meetings, being like, oh God, I've got to get my ideas down for the Monday morning meeting.
Yeah.
Just, you know, and I was working for like a startup careers website where I would like write jobs, articles.
Sorry. Sorry.
Please.
I just thinking about how exciting like being like there's a stationery cupboard is in the office and being like, oh my God, we're doing business and we all sit on these chairs.
Yeah.
And here's your login for the computer.
Yeah.
And then I was just thinking about how we needed a franking machine.
Yes.
And you were like, there's definitely a franking machine in the office. You can't come in and use the franking machine. Because a franking machine is how you get free stamps, not free, the company's paying for it.
Still don't know when you said that. I was like, what is franking?
It's the machine
for loads of posts.
And so you get, but if it means you could be sneaky and send your own personal post through the franking machine, and then you being like, yeah, here it is, and you led me to it so proudly, and it was one of those machines. It was a binding.
It was a
machine,
binding machine,
and it bound laminated. Presentations.
That's what franking was. So yeah, I was having a great time.
Offices,
and then I got a job, but I was, you know, it wasn't like my dream job, working for a careers website, even though it was fun. And then I got a job, which was at a new publication that was launched, and it was like an online women's magazine. It was launched by the people who do Grazia, and also I was going to at that time. I'd started freelancing for Grazia and Heat and Empire magazine at the same time. So it was like, oh my God, I've got, not only do I get to walk around with my coffee, I've also be like, I'm at the new cool London like publication. Yeah. Like I lost my mind. And then after 6 months, I went to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival with Tessa and Liz. And when I came back, I was finding like getting up in the morning to go to work and really hard, and also just getting angry in my head at the concept of just like having to be here like for 8 hours, and like it's the most efficient use of my time. Like, and I was freelancing on the side more and more and more, and I ended up kind of like being able to do my job in the day but also freelancing on my lunch breaks, and then the freelancing was like then taking up a bit more time than the actual job. And I also just turned into a bit of a grump. Like, I wasn't, I remember my editor saying, like, you've been really quiet over the last few months. Like, are you okay? Me being like, yeah. And me thinking, yeah, I am okay. I just don't want to be here. I wanted to have more freedom. I wanted to be able to get up at 9, for example, and like structure my day how I want it. And I didn't necessarily want to go to prayer every day. And actually all of the things that were novelties were starting to kind of bug me. I really liked the people I worked with, but I wasn't making the most of it because I was unhappy and I didn't know why. Mm-hmm. And the thing that stopped me for about the next 6 months was I was frightened. I was like, well, I'm on so much money. I was on like 18 grand. And I was like, oh, but like what? I can't just, I've got to pay my rent. So I suppose this is just what happens. So I made this conscious decision because I read an article in actually on the publication that we were actually working for. Someone had done like a freelancing, like self-employed thing. And I remember being like, oh, okay, I'm going to freelance. And once I've had 3 months in a row where I freelanced my rent enough to pay my rent, then I'm going to leave because I can prove if I've got more time than I have now, I could freelance more than that. Like there is a demand for my services, mm-hmm. that I need to prove to myself before I can make the jump. So I'm not making a jump into nothing. And I think that is my number one tip, is don't go freelance unless you've started being able to prove to yourself that there is a demand that you will actually be able to get some work. If you quit your job and then try and start something from scratch, unless you have your savings, which absolutely do that, but I couldn't save. But if you've got like 6 months of rent saved and you're like, right, well, that's fine. So now I've got 6 months to kind of build something up. How exhilarating, how exciting, you could do that. But try to make a transition for yourself, almost like a little transition package.
The first thing to begin with is demand for service.
Yeah.
And I think if you're, whatever your personal version of freelance is, either because you're like, I feel very passionate and I want to do this, I want to bring my tables that I make from scratch and I want to sell them to the world and this is what I want to do for a living, or you're simply just, or you're simply in my case being like, I must eat.
Or you want to make more money because you can do make more money being a freelance consultant for the job that you already do or whatever.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I think it's being like, okay, what are your services?
Yeah.
And is there that demand and what do people need? And I think, so for me, what got me through freelancing was that I always had like 8 different jobs on the go at any one time. And I was lowly qualified in a high number of trades.
Yeah.
So occasionally I would get some writing work, or I would learn how to do advertorial copy for things. I used to do copywriting. I taught English as a foreign language. So I catered constantly. And these are all bit part jobs that none of them are providing you any constant stability, but they're coming around being
But
together they're making up something, and it's a constant and varied lifestyle, which for me is what I want and need.
Yeah.
And then somebody at the catering job had a job whose Russian was her first language, and she would was doing subtitles for films, but into English. And then I was cross-checking them and I was the second part of this. So we were making subtitles for rude movies.
Right.
And so I was doing like lots and lots of different things all the time. And there's something nice about being like, it's sort of, to use an old expression, about like, get yourself a fallback trade, like learn to be a typist, you know. So yeah. I'm not suggesting you be a typist because there's simply no call for it.
No.
But just having something you're like, okay, even if it all goes to shit, I know I've always
my
got
plan
this.
B. Have a plan B.
And yeah. I have, and my plan B is something like being a plumber or an electrician or something that's like, there will never not be a demand for my second job. Or like, I always know that if all goes to hell, I can always teach English as a foreign language. I've always got my qualification. I can always, there's these things that you can always fall back on.
Yeah.
And I think that just gives you this, a parachute or a safety net or a thing that's with you. So you're like, okay, are there demands for the service that I want to do as the job? But are there also demands for my secondary thing that I've got in my back pocket?
Yeah.
Always ready to go. Yes, but you're saying maybe you've got like a whole bunch of savings saved up. You've been working a very well paid but very boring job and you're like, fuck it, I'm out of here and I'm going to spend 6 months starting this startup. It sounds incredible. Please do it. I would say, is there an option where you, in the last couple of months of the job, start beginning
there? There has to be crossover.
Yeah, the crossover. Just in, even though you're like, but I don't need the money. Money is simply no object to me. Fantastic.
No, of course.
But what if you don't actually like it when you start the new job?
Of course.
And or the demand for service situation.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I'm making these hats for frogs. And you're like, no one's buying them, baby.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I'm so happy. Like, I'm sorry to say, it doesn't matter. Like, if you want to make this as a job, somebody has to buy the hats.
Yes, freely. Yeah, if you should basically always cross over, so that you, also just psychologically, so that you know you're going. You kind of like tricking your brain, but it's not tricking because it is real. You'll go. It's like you would often not leave a job unless you've got another job lined up. So you're doing the same thing.
You're doing exactly that, and it's simply, even if it, I mean, financially or just emotionally, or like, you know, just is this the right thing to be doing? And so that's the demand, and then the second thing is the money, which obviously is what a minefield, what a nightmare. And so then you've had this 3 months where you've like, okay, just for the money that's coming in the last 3 months, that was enough to pay my bills. Mm. And you do have to be really clear with yourself about being like, this is my actual budget. Like, these are the bills that have to be paid. This is the rent, this is the electricity, this is everything. This is the amount of money, this is the food. So here, even if I don't have any new party dresses or any new holidays, this is the amount of money it costs me to live each month. How much then can I bring in? And if that number starts, if the second number exceeds the first, hey, jobs are good and here we go. If it does not, be like, okay, let's bring in, not to say this isn't going to work, but let's bring in a second income stream. What else can you do? What is the not very exciting, but, you know, can you do bookkeeping? Can you do a thing on the side for people? Like, what is the extra bit that you can also start doing here? Can you do a thing at your company where your hours go down, but you do that on a on a freelance basis?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There are things that come up that I didn't realize. So for my and it made maybe immediately in the first few months go, oh, this is, I made a bad mistake. Like, I'm making money, but I cannot structure my day. I feel lonely. I also feel scared that I'm not going to be able, that I'm like, I felt when you're part of the system of like everyone, we all get up at seven and everyone goes to work and you're part of the rush hour. I know it's horrible, but you kind of feel part of the world. And when you freelance for the first time, I don't know, I felt like, oh God, I'm not part of the world anymore. I'm sort of like cast off from it. And I don't know what I'm doing is the right thing or the wrong thing, or like if I'm good at this or if I'm bad at this, or you kind of always feel like you're kind of a bit of a student, a bit of like a, in the village, you're kind of like the one on the house on the end being like, hello! And everyone's like, what is wrong with you? And have you had a shower today? There's a lot of that. So you have to also, when you've put everything in place, you have to give yourself a few months to identify what actually the other problems are that you haven't foreseen and really give yourself a shot at learning how to deal with them. Because now I'm so good at structuring my day. I feel so like happy being freelance. And if I'd have panicked and taken, I got offered a job about 6 months after I went freelance. And I was like, I should, because I haven't washed my hair and I don't know, man. Like, I'm in my pajamas, the same pajamas, like 3 days. I feel like I'm actually mad. But I didn't. And I'm really glad I didn't, because it turned out that it pushed me to be to just up my game to be better.
I think there's definitely a moment when you leave the house for the first time that day and you haven't really achieved anything and the children are all coming home from school. And
oh then, my God, I feel that so deeply. Yeah.
And you just like see them on the street, be like, where are they going? And then you're like, oh my God, they're coming home. They've had a full day and I'm just venturing out for a mini egg. Like this is, oh no.
Also, you could test out the lifestyle of freelancing in a lot of industries now that you weren't able to before the pandemic, where you can ask if you can have Fridays and Mondays off, or you can ask if you go down to 3 days a week, and then you get to see how you are working from home. And if it's an absolute nightmare, and by the time you've finished your last day of working from home, you're desperate to go back into the office, you do have your answer that your difficulty is going to be the actual practicalities of you getting up and completing your job. Like that's going to be difficult. Whereas I always enjoyed that way more, like, than being in the office. And I think that maybe if you're listening and you're kind of still not sure and you are able to do that, that could be your first port of call. See if you can have some days working from home, see how it feels. And if it doesn't feel great, go back into the office. Like we're all different. And this is kind of, it's odd because it's kind of switched sometimes. It was switches, I don't know. It used to be like, kind of cool to be like, yeah, I do my own hours and I work my own. Whereas now, I don't know, there's a lot of like, get back into the office, like propaganda.
There is.
And you just can't, don't judge, like there's no right answer to any of it.
I would say whether it's cool or not, like it's very nice that like we're moving in a different direction so you don't feel less like the town idiot at the corner of the village, you know, wearing their pajamas back to front. But I think you get in a dangerous territory if you start being like, but it's cool. You know,
of course, yeah, it's but like, I mean, but don't but, we all aren't we all drawn to things
we
because
all?
We're like, well, that's a great way to live. Like, it that like drives what we buy, how we dress, everything, and the lifestyle of like, oh wow, I wake up and I get my and on TikTok as well, like day in the life, and you're like, oh, and they sit down at their desk and it's like perfect. And you're like, that's not what it looks like because also what happens is when you're at home, you are more available. So, you know, like. The plumber will come in or like something will come up and you're like, well, I'll go to, I've got to get to stuff for dinner. So I'll do that now. Well, we're like, you are actually more available to be distracted. And that becomes the new battle. Whereas when you're in the office, just being bored or being like, I don't have any time to like do the things that, the house, my laundry, for example. Like, I don't have, when do I have time to do that? Whereas when you're at home, you're like, God, I just doing laundry all the time.
It's relentless laundry.
Relentless dishwasher, like,
and every
loading
time you sit down
unloading.
At your desk, you're like, oh, another thing that needs fixing in the house. Whereas,
exactly,
like, maybe you need to be in a totally different environment to do your job.
Yes.
So I think as you begin this journey, there's, if you're going out on your own, whatever your services are and whatever you are selling, you do need to really suck it up vis-a-vis self-promotion. And putting yourself out there, and you know, you just cannot put your light under a bushel, no matter how like gross that feels to you. And if you're like, I despise it, this is making me feel sick, all I want to do is make my hats for frogs, please don't make me do this, then be like, okay, that's just, you need to know that that's something you need to employ someone else to do.
Yes.
And be like,
because the frogs aren't going to know you're making hats for them if you don't tell them.
Please. You might be making the most exquisite coffee tables in the whole world, but if they are just in your workshop, nobody knows about them. So when they're looking, searching to coffee table on the internet, they're not, you know, you got to therefore like get in somebody who that is their passion.
Yes.
And it's really about being like, what are my skills? What are my weaknesses? What are the bits I hate? And being like, okay, let's look at these numbers again. I need to pay someone else to do my bookkeeping. I need to pay someone else to do my self-promotion.
Get an accountant.
I need to be getting all these extra people in. And and just knowing that about yourself, about, you know, there's no point sort of forcing yourself to do all of the bits that you hate, because, you know, there is a way that you're like, okay, we have, this business has to be an entire, the business of me has to be a fully, we have to have an entourage here. There has to be a whole gang going.
Does.
And I think if you're like, no, the people will just find me if I'm making the good
the
stuff.
The people won't find
the
you.
The people will not find you. Yeah. And I say this as somebody who is currently like looking, I'm planning a wedding at the moment, and the self-promotion thing feels so important at the moment because I'm just Googling the word like band ?
Yes.
And then I'm like, oh, this is a good website. This looks good. Here is their stuff. Fantastic. And if you're just going off things like that, like, you just have to remember how many people are out there literally Googling the word band ? And you've got to be like, for them, here's my good website. Here's my stuff. Here's everything. Like, the amount of decisions I am making based on good photography, good font, on yeah. the on their website.
Maybe just coming up
or just,
when you search
or just being
for
high
it.
At the search yeah. terms, you know, and being like, it's not entirely on font, but it mostly is.
Yeah.
But like just being there, being available, having an Instagram presence, having a thing that's being updated when somebody like hasn't posted anything since 2017, I'm like, I've lost confidence.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And obviously you're like, but the Instagram isn't the job, the catering is the job.
No,
I'm making good steaks. It doesn't matter. It's all part of the whole thing. And you just have to you cannot fight that. But if you hate it, you just have to get somebody else in
yeah.
who does that part for you.
And you can maybe try at the start when you're not sure if, you know, you're not sure that you're going to earn enough to be able to pay someone. And then the moment you can,
yes,
that's what you must do.
I think I would make a list, or even if the list is not apparent at the moment, because you're like, I can do everything. I'm excited to learn bookkeeping. And
yeah.
then quickly be like, I don't like the bookkeeping.
Yes.
I think make a little list and be like working in order of like, the moment we can afford it, who are we getting first?
Yeah.
An assistant, a social media manager, a thing. And I'm saying we because it sometimes feels funner when you're just all alone being a sole trader to pretend like we, but like...
Unless you're like what I was doing, which is a freelance journalist, which would be deranged if you started going, we will send the article by
yeah,
the deadline.
I don't think say it to anyone else, but just for yourself to be like, yeah. you know, you've still got like your accountant and
yes.
you're actually naturally very talented at whether you like it or not. Instagram and
oh.
you know, putting yourself out there.
I thought you were talking about the accountant.
No,
you're talking about giving me a compliment.
No, but I mean, yes, you're doing your best.
I'm doing my absolute
But you are,
level best.
You have a natural aplomb for managing, and you're very good at forcing yourself, like put yourself out there and be like, here's my
yeah.
work. Here's
I do
myself.
Hate it, but yes,
yeah, but
correct.
You did
yes,
it.
I do try.
And so, if you then brought in somebody else, you know, it is nice to say. To feel just privately in your head that like we
it's
so
big,
there are some people involved in the Stevie Martin business
yes.
endeavors here. Some
yes.
people are helping. I'm not totally on my
and
own.
And you need to be honest about the things you're not good at, and that being honest about the things you're not good at comes with the lack of judgment. So it's like sorry, like yeah, on yourself. Good judgment in terms of judging what you're not good at. Yeah, numbers. So accountant.
Get
and
the accountant
I remember thinking an accountant is going to be £1,000 to do my tax return. Of course it is. And it's not. Like you can get a great person to do it for £200 if you look and get recommendations from other friends that do this a similar sort of thing that you do.
Which brings us to our final point vis-a-vis your taxes, which is you'll now be getting paid up front more money than you ever were before because no one's taking the tax at
yes.
the point. Of
or your national insurance
sale,
contributions or your student loan.
None of that is coming out of your salary. So you're just getting a lovely, exquisite, upper, top-end check in the post.
Oh
Mamma mia.
And it is checks these
and it's
days.
Checks, and it's checks.
In
would
the
you
post
in the post
these days.
That's right. I said it. And you're thinking, I'm richer than I've ever been. This freelance life is working out so nice.
Yes.
No.
The freelance work is not working out so nice.
I would be you need to be putting.
Just listen to our most recent How to Do Tax. Where,
don't listen to that.
Tessa does a tax
listen
return.
To what I just said.
And then her accountant called her immediately after and was like, we need to discuss
when
things.
That went out on air. My accountant called me like from the side of the road where she'd pulled over the
yeah.
car and was like, I can't listen to another word of
yeah.
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
never allowed to do your personal tax return ever
yeah.
again.
So now,
that's
nobody panic is now she's looking after that as
yeah.
well. But I presume, yeah, good. So
anyway,
good.
My point is that money comes in, you move it immediately into a high interest, untouchable savings account. In it goes.
No, not untouchable.
Yeah, I've said it. No,
no.
not untouchable because you're going to need it in a bit.
Because you're going to need it.
All right, just put it in a normal, just a
and
normal.
Just a normal account.
Normal
yeah.
account. Just move it. Just don't, please don't touch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've got it in a little account. I've got a NatWest account and I've just got it in another account called Tax.
Tax.
And it comes in and I go, yay, no, 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 and then I put it in.
Put it
and,
in and it's gone. It's in there and it's ready for you. So that when the thing comes a calling, when the tax man comes knocking, and he does, he knocks on the door.
He knocks on the door.
You're ready to say, ah, yes, sir. Here it is.
It's in an online bank account, so I can't give it to you in person.
But
can
I can
you go
show
away,
you.
Go online.
I can show yeah. you these numbers. Here they are. I've prepared.
Yes, that is a big practical thing. And look, like, reach out, make friends with other freelance people. And the co-working space thing is great if you can afford it. Like, my friend does for, like, £200 a month, which to me, I just, is hell for me. But for her, she loves it. And she goes, I get more work because I am there from this time to this time. It makes me feel, and it's kind of, they kind of create it so it's like an office.
Absolutely.
And you know, you've got, so they've got snacks, they've got the water cooler chats, they've got other people who are all working. So if you are thinking, but I can't sit alone at my desk, like I don't, but you can do that. There are other options that can make you feel like you have a job. There's a more regular job,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's all about tricking yourself. And at those moments when you feel really, really like, oh God, maybe this isn't for me. Ask yourself, like, because for me, when I felt like that, I would go, okay, but do I want the alternative? And that is to get up at 7 in the morning, go into an office Monday to Friday, And it was like, oh God, no, God, this is better. And I have to remind myself all the time because it still works. So you're never going to be skipping around like a lamb, like crying with joy. Like you're still doing work and it's annoying because all work, even that thing where it's like, but live your dream and then you'll never feel like you're doing a day's work in your life. Like, yeah, you will. Like, you'll all, because it is. But is it better than the alternative? Is it worse than what you would be doing if you were going in with like an employed job? And if you're like, no, I long for that. I miss that. Then you can re-enter the job market. You haven't lost anything. Mm-hmm. It's back scary, you but you can plug yourself back into the matrix. You know, have to go.
Absolutely.
Take the blue/red pill, whichever one is relevant to what I'm saying. I've forgotten. Blue pill.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's blue pill. Is it? Yeah.
Put your money aside for taxes. Take the blue pill.
Yeah, or red pill. And
good luck out there.
Good luck out there. You can do it, pal.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.